Michael Johnson, who's on the line from South Bronx Unite. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you. Good morning, Michael and Ed.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just want to fill people in on what is the latest on the Fresh Direct issue in your press release here that was sent to me. It says that last August, the New York Empire State Development Board gave preliminary approval to a $10 million subsidy being sought by the Fresh Direct company to relocate in the South Bronx. Following public outcry and a statutory requirement that ESD give primary consideration to the needs and desires of the local community, a public hearing took place in Mott Haven, which I saw the YouTube video of. That was really strong, you and Corrine, you know, representing. And 200 Mott Haven residents of all stripes showed up. Fresh Direct bussed in nearly 100 of its employees, paid $7 an hour to manufacture support, but not a single local resident testified in favor of the project. So fill us in on what's going to be happening this morning.
They, and this is typically how things go. A Thursday morning, the board meeting is held at 9:30, and this is typically when people are at work or on their way to work and can't make these type of meetings to make sure that their voices have been heard. The meeting, the public hearing that you discussed or mentioned at Ostell's back in November was the very first meeting or public hearing on subsidy allocation for this more than $140 million subsidy package, together with what city and state are trying to give to this company to move from one borough to the next and not really create any additional jobs that are legally binding. So today we're going to see this, how the city and or how the Empire State Development Board are going to respond to more than 200 comments that have been submitted against this project. And again, like you mentioned, there was not one citizen or resident from our community who stood up and spoke in support of this project. The support came from people who are either being paid to be there or employees of Fresh Direct and or members of our local government from the borough president's office, who has seemingly given everything, all of his political stake behind this project for whatever reason.
Yeah,
you know, we are really in. Of course, you know, and I'm sure some viewers know, this project has been opposed by us here in Mott Haven, Port Morris, in the South Bronx, because of the environmental harm and of bringing in more than 1,000 daily diesel truck trips a day through Asthma Alley. Our community has asthma rates 8 times the national average, and we think it's appalling that our local government, our state and city government, would think it's okay to bring this type of business in our community with relying on an environmental impact statement that's 21 years old, and then ask us to pay for it, you know, and by way of tax dollars. It's ludicrous.
That's exactly what I was going to mention too. I mean, the owner of Fresh Direct is not exactly in the poorhouse.
No, he's not. He's an ex-Wall Street banker. His uncle, Peter Ackerman, is very, very wealthy. It's really ludicrous that we're still subsidizing million and billionaires doing business in New York City. And to give a company money to bring harm to a community environmentally that needs to be actually supported and held up in trying to make our situation better, not worse, by way of bringing in more diesel trucks.
Michael, how does this affect, I've been getting emails from friends of Brook Park about the proposal for community access to the waterfront. How does the Fresh Direct move there? And they've broken ground already, correct?
They did, that's what's really interesting, the kind of disrespect we've had to endure here in the South Bronx. That meeting that happened in November at Ostell's, the very following Monday, before there was any response a month later, 3 days before Christmas, on the 22nd of December, they did this mock groundbreaking. I call it a mock groundbreaking because who breaks ground in December 3 days before Christmas without any local elected officials? Only person who really represented our neighborhood or our community was the borough president, again, and his father, who don't really represent this neighborhood, don't represent the South Bronx, Mott Haven, Port Morris, specifically. But yes, the area in which they're trying to relocate or build on First of all, it's a flood. Well, first of all, it's a Native American burial ground, documented by the State Department of DOT.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a flood zone, and it's also one of the only access points we would have to our waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a peninsula, and there's not one single access point to the water that surrounds us,
mm-hmm.
which our children, you know, of course, are suffering with. 1 in 4 of our children have asthma. We have the highest rates of obesity and diabetes in this neighborhood and lack recreational opportunities. There's been numerous studies done, one done 10 years ago by Congressman Serrano, saying the solution to this asthma issue and our health issues are creation of open space and green space and recreational opportunities, and something that would alter the effects of the negative attributes have been placed on our atmosphere for way too long.
Michael Johnson, what are the local politicians or community leaders saying about this lack of consultation? I mean, it's startling to hear that this proposed site is a Native American burial ground here. What are the local officials saying?
Well, our speaker, Melissa Marverito, is our local council person. She gave testimony at this ESD hearing at Osos. She gave testimony back in February of 2012 at the very first public hearing downtown for, again, 10 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, downtown at the Economic Development Corporation hearing. She gave testimony saying, hold up, will you please let us evaluate this project before voting on it?
Mm-hmm.
Because this project was announced as a done deal 2 days before the public hearing that happened on the 12th of February,
mm-hmm.
by then, you know, Governor Cuomo, then Mayor Bloomberg, and our illustrious borough president, Ruben Diaz. You know, and so not only has Melissa Marverito spoken out and been a true advocate of the people here in the South Bronx or our constituents, but so has Congressman Serrano, State Senator Serrano, and even Maria del Carmen Arroyo. But their voices are not being heard. They even submitted letters to DOT saying we want a halt done on any construction on this site until a thorough evaluation could be done as to the effects on the community. Their calls went unanswered.
Mm.
So if our local electeds' calls go unanswered, the people's calls go unanswered, who do we turn to? So that's why we had to sue the city, the state, Press Direct, and anyone associated with that land, because DOT knows that spot, that area in which they're trying to build, is documented to be a Native American burial ground, and they act like they really don't care. And so not only is it, you know, preposterous, all the other health ills and the access ills and the money that, in fact, they want us to give of our own taxpayer dollars to fund another rich corporation to do business, to put other businesses out of business, to put brick and mortar stores out of business, and to compete against Amazon Fresh and others like Instacart. We should not be involved in that kind of thing, and then to not listen to the voices of the people. So today we're hoping, and we still have hope, and we still will continue to fight. We're expecting to hear some sort of response to more than 200 comments against this project from people who live here.
What was the strategy of the Fresh Direct people at the previous hearing?
They busloaded in two busloads of employees, and like you mentioned, paid them $7 an hour to be there. These are people who worked all day. They brought so they would have the semblance of support, which we've seen way too often. But even though they did that, the community outnumbered them 2, maybe 3 to 1. And in testimony wise, the verbal testimony given at night, it was more than 4 to 1 in terms of our testimony and against the project, and theirs for support. And again, they were paid to be there. We were there because we have a stake in our community and the future lives of our family and our neighbors and our, you know, we're trying to be our brothers and sisters' keeper. We understand, like everyone in this, probably in the city, in the state, and nationally know that there's an epidemic of asthma in this community,
mm-hmm.
because of things, man-made impediments like Robert Moses creating the highways that encircle our neighborhood, and then now, from top-down decisions from our administrations from decades, from Giuliani and before, dumping industrial sites in our community, saying because they're zoned for it, they're dumping us with the industrial waste they don't want anywhere else in the city. Where they now making all these waterfront parks everywhere else around the city, but do you hear of anything happening in the South Bronx? We're only 5 miles away from the richest, from the financial capital of the world, and the richest city, and the richest country in the world, but we're the poorest congressional district, and have the worst air quality, and it's the most unhealthy county in the state of New York. It's seriously a crime, and no one's doing anything about it but the people who live here. And luckily, we have a coalition now of more than 50 organizations that are supporting our platform for environmental justice. This is an environmental justice community, and where are the fire trucks running to the aid of the children in this community? One in four have asthma. And if you can't breathe, you can't go to school. If you can't breathe, you can't work. So it's not a dynamic between working and getting an environmental justice. I mean, we should have both. We should be able to have jobs and clean air.
Michael Johnson, so how can people get involved? How can people support your effort? I just want to say that we're going to be following up on this, and we'll have you back and others to talk about this issue, because this is something that is important to you. It is important to us that lives in the city. How can people follow and help you in this effort?
I really appreciate that question, Michael. Again, you know, people can go, follow us on Facebook. You can see what's going on. Go to our website, www.SouthBronxUnite.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. See what we're talking about, see what we're doing, and then reach out to the mayor. We've had more than 400 people reach out to the mayor by phone calls and emails asking for his support on this project, asking for him to make a stand on this project. I mean, when he ran on this project, I mean, when he ran for mayor, he said that he would stop subsidies against fresh red. He mentioned this project in his debates on several occasions.
Yeah.
And since becoming mayor, did nothing. So we need people of consciousness to stand up with the people of the South Bronx and say no mas. That this cannot continue to happen the way it's been happening, because it's not benefiting us. It's benefiting someone, but not us. And reaching out to the mayor and anyone else that can, you know, that the governor, the mayor, and follow us on Facebook, and on Twitter, and see what we're doing, and be a part of, and sign our boycott petition against Fresh Direct, that we don't want people shopping there. How can we shop with a company that does harm to people of color or in lower economic status anywhere in the world or in the city of New York?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that the whole business model of Fresh Direct is just not good for the environment, even in Manhattan. I mean, where people can easily get out of their apartments and walk to have a nice healthy walk to the supermarket and use brown paper bags and bring their groceries home rather than these trucks that
it's almost a slave type situation. I mean, not slavery, let me reiterate, but it's a poor model, because you have young men schlepping groceries up six-story walk-ups for people who can pay for it to happen. Now, of course, if you want that to happen, that's fine, but environmentally and economically, these guys aren't even making living wage. I mean, Fresh Direct is 100 times the threshold of living wage, which is $1 million taxpayer subsidies or city subsidies. You have to pay your workers a living wage. They don't have to. They lobbied against it.
Yeah.
They were found to discriminate against their workers past, you know, when they were trying to unionize. So it's not a good company, and we need to, brick and mortar stores, like you mentioned, actually have relationships with the community. You know, they hire locally. They're working. You know, you get to know your person who bags your groceries or works at the teller. That's all about society and social interaction. This situation with Fresh Direct is like you push a button, so a new person comes and bring your groceries, and leaves them in front of your door, which are a doorman, and they're gone. I mean, I think we're going away from what probably has made this our society, you know, better. This is probably something we'll look down the line and look at. This is one of the things that made it worse.
Well, Michael Johnson, could you give that contact information out one more time as we say goodbye for now, but we'll have you back.
Yes, please. www.SouthBronxUnite.com. Look at us on Facebook and on Twitter. And please contact the mayor any and all ways. We have information on our website that will lead you directly to his administration by email and by phone, to tell him to stop this project against Fresh Direct.
Michael Johnson of South Bronx Unite, again, we appreciate you spending time with us, updating us on this issue, and we will be following this and having you and others in your organization back, okay?
Thank you very much, Michael and Ed. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Michael.